sometimes when a theme starts, it can sure stick. Citrus can do that. You get one citrus question, and 50 can line up behind it. Plumbing leak questions do the same. Well, we sure are on a theme about stressed plants.
Yeah.
And you're talking water and fertilize. This is a great time to fertilize to help recover from the summer stress.
Right.
What are some best fertilizing practices?
Read the directions.
always gets me on that one.
All fertilizers work if they have an analysis on the bag and that's been tested, which it has to by law. They all work. Okay. Number two, they all are formulated in different formulations for a specific intention. Lawn foods have a lot of nitrogen and not much else, because that's really all you kind of need besides sulfur and iron and trace elements to grow lawns is nitrogen, because that's what grows leaves and stems. And then number three, because of the way they're formulated, they have instructions on how much you should use based on either the size of the plant or the square footage you're covering or that sort of thing. So follow that carefully, because if you don't use enough, you're not going to be effective. And if you use too much, you're going to damage them. And number four, never fertilize anything that's dry. Okay, so if you haven't watered in a day or two, water first, then apply your fertilizer, then water the fertilizer in. Don't go out there and go, well, today's the day I need to water anyway. Put your fertilizer on first and then start watering it in, because, you know, it won't get diluted properly. The plant's thirsty for water. It's taking up water really fast, and it can get too much fertilizer at one time. So always fertilize a plant that is well hydrated before you fertilize it. So that's my rule of thumb.
And you like granulars over liquid application in most cases?
In most cases, I think the value is just better. Lasts longer. It's less expensive. However, if you're talking about containers, raised gardens, pots, then a lot of times liquids are much better. And sometimes granulars can be a problem if you're applied to a pot.
Let's bring our next caller in. Wants to talk about a tree stump. Welcome to the program. Is it Suri?
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
So we bought this house two and a half years ago, and I had a huge tree in my backyard. So it's about 30 feet tall, and it has the trunk is about almost 1.5 feet wide round. And it was not grown straight. It was leaned towards one of my neighbors. So every storm, I was getting scared, thinking that it might fall and, you know, hit into liabilities. So last year, I got the complete tree taken down. But what I did was, I didn't take it down completely from the root. So I just left a little bit of trunk, thinking my kids can sit like a chair, you know, play around and all that. But now I see the tree is growing. When I talked to the neighbors before I start cutting the tree, they said they have my tree roots in their backyard. So it's a huge tree growing everywhere. Now I see foliage coming on my other end of my backyard. So I went to the bug and the weed store, and they gave me a chemical saying that that's the only way to kill this tree, to just, whenever it comes up, you know, spray the chemical on the foliage. So it absorbs the chemical, takes it to the root, and that's how it keeps killing the root. So I want to know, how can I completely kill this tree?
Well, the way they told you is certainly one way to do it. There are what's called brush and stump killer, or you can use, you know, something like Roundup undiluted, and take it and be very careful and just wipe it on the little shoots that are coming up full strength. That will usually work. It will take repeated applications of that, because there's a lot of energy stored up in those root systems, and they'll want to keep trying to grow to survive until you've killed them all. Another way to do it, it might not be as effective and probably isn't as effective, is to actually drill some holes down in the old stump and pour some product down into those holes in the old stump that might still travel. But if it's been a while, that might not be very effective. So what they've told you is about the only way you can do it, short of going in and finding all the roots and digging them all out, which is you know, they're in your neighbor's yard, they're everywhere. That's going to be a really tough, probably a non-practical thing to do.
And most tree services, when they cut out, they'll grind the stump below grade.
Yeah, but that doesn't always
work
keep
either.
The roots
from
shooting up either, depending on the species of the tree. So sometimes you do have to go in and treat those little shoots as they come off the old roots.
A well-established root system can be a hard thing to defeat. It just takes there's no one application use that's guaranteed
to work.
There's
really not another way that I know of.
Just keep working away at it.
And it can take years sometimes.
I did find out now how I can grow pomegranates. I got tired of my pomegranate tree.
Yeah.
Cut it down with a chainsaw 6 inches above the dirt.
Okay.
Drilled 9 holes in it, 3/8-inch diameter, 6 inches deep, and poured brush and stump killer in it.
Okay.
That was a year and a half ago. I harvested 6 pomegranates off that tree yesterday.
We threatened it with its life, and it started performing, right?
It was the same with those crazy trumpet things on the side of the house, Jay. What are those called? Trumpet vine?
Uh-huh.
They wouldn't grow. I said, heck with it. Cut them all down. They look beautiful.
See, sometimes it's just like kids. You just got to finally get tough with them.
Yeah, y'all stay tuned. We're going to be talking solar, and we'll be talking the difference between buying a new home or a used home in the next 2 hours. Stay tuned. We're going to have a lot of fun.